commissioners.
The most delusional candidate, Jim Berman. Yeah, trying to run against him for the third time, the fourth time.
Good evening, everybody. Could we please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Would the clerk please call the roll?
Commissioner Brown, Carabelli, Doogie,
present.
Flynn, Kleinfeld,
here.
Marino,
here.
Myjack,
here.
Miller,
here.
Sabatini,
here.
Sagra,
here.
Smith,
here.
Toco,
here.
Vosburg,
here.
New business.
Item number four is invocation by Commissioner Robert Myjack.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'd just like to take a moment to reflect on being thankful for the freedom of speech that we have in this country, and that everyone's view is we're all allowed to be expressed. And Macomb County is made up of a very colorful tapestry of diverse people. Obviously, looking in the crowd here tonight, we're all here and we're diverse. And diversity is what makes our community and country beautiful. Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner. Item number five is adoption of the agenda. That's moved by Commissioner Marino, supported by Commissioner Duje. All those in favor?
Aye.
Are there any opposed to the agenda tonight? The agenda is adopted. Item number six is approval of the minutes for March 16th, 2016, and April 14th of 2016.
Motion to approve.
Moved by Marino, supported by Commissioner Smith. Any discussion on the minutes? All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? The minutes are approved. Item number seven is the presentation of the proclamation to Jill Smith. Commissioner Veronica Kleinfeld, who chairs our Government Operations Committee, is going to make that presentation.
We all know what a wonderful working relationship that we have had with Jill over the years. She's been very easy to work with, and I know I have enjoyed working with her immensely. I'm not going to read the entire proclamation, but I just want to read one section of it. Whereas Jill Smith has a long list of significant professional accomplishments and is known for her even-keel, friendly demeanor and quick wit, but perhaps her greatest professional achievement is the high level of respect in which she is held by her county coworkers, who all speak admirably of her as a person, mentor, leader, and friend. Now, therefore, be it proclaimed by the Board of Commissioners, speaking for and on behalf of all county residents as follows, that by these presents, the Macomb County Board of Commissioners hereby publicly commends, acknowledges, and expresses appreciation and congratulations to Jill Smith on the occasion of her retirement. Thank you.
Commissioner Miller.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Jill, we're sorry to see you go, but so happy as you start this next chapter of your life. I want to extend my personal thanks for all the help that you provided me. About 6 years ago, I was a new commissioner here, and we took on a lot of the work, all of us together took on the work of adopting some of the initial ordinances, including the ethics ordinance, the purchasing ordinance, and I really got to work closely with you, and you were really a breath of fresh air. It's hard to believe that there could be life after working in Macomb County, but I know that you're going to find it and enjoy it, and really, you've been such a pleasure to work for, and always will think of you fondly. Thank you.
Thank you. I have really enjoyed working with the Board of Commissioners and working for the county. John and I were talking the other day that part of the perks of our job is the variety of variety of issues we get to deal with and the different projects we get to deal with, whether it's mental health or the health department or the trail or the sheriff, and it's been a lot of fun, and I will miss everyone, and I will miss all of you. My one regret is that I haven't been able to work with you as close as I did in the past, and I've missed that the last couple years.
Commissioner Sauger?
Thanks, Jill. You've been an asset to this county, but I know you're going to enjoy your retirement with George and Jim. You'll be getting together quite a bit with those two.
Oh, yes.
And good luck to you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Commissioner Vosburgh?
Thank you, Madam Chair. Jill, I, too, have thoroughly enjoyed working with you. I think one of my most memorable things, many times you got us out of trouble and explained the ropes to us, but when we had to deal with solid waste, I thought, solid waste? Isn't that the local, wouldn't the townships and cities have to take care of that? But no, there's a plan, a policy, a thing we have to do. And I was so surprised you knew so much about it and very grateful for that. You kept us out of trouble. So thank you.
Thank you.
Any other comments? Jill, I would just like to thank you for all of the work that you've done on behalf of the Community Mental Health Board. Your service was invaluable, and we will really miss you.
Yeah, I will miss them, too. Thank you.
Bravo.
Item number 8 is the recognition of the volunteer award winners. Good evening, everybody. I am Kathy Toko. I'm the vice chair of the board. And Commissioner Flynn sends his regrets for not being able to be here on this night. I want to welcome all of you. We are honoring tonight some of the most outstanding members of our community. The volunteers here tonight have consistently risen to the challenges of addressing the diverse needs of our residents. Each honoree tonight was nominated because over the course of the past year, they have generously donated at least 150 hours to assisting others. Their important efforts, including the work to improve the environment, increasing awareness of a cause, helping animals, supporting children's learning, providing comfort and companionship to the elderly, feeding the hungry, and so much more. We are beyond appreciative for all of the support that you've provided for the residents of Macomb County. Volunteers, by their very nature, don't do what they do for attention or compensation. You do it simply because you want to help. The organizations that you assist could not exist without you, and our community would not be as strong as it is without your selfless help. Commissioners will now read the names of the volunteers that live and serve in the communities that they represent as a way to publicly honor your selfless good deeds. We'd like the volunteers to please stand when your name is called, and we'll start with Commissioner Andre Gige, representing District 1.
Thank you very much, Madam Chairman. From District 1, which is the southwest Coffin corner of Macomb County, we are called a lot of things, but one thing we definitely are, very, very hardworking. Number one on my list here is Jennifer Briones. Jennifer, can you stand up? As Vice President of the Roos Elementary School Parent Teacher Committee, you spend countless hours organizing meaningful events for the students there. You help build school community spirit by offering fun, safe, monthly events for staff, students, and their families. In addition to your time spent with the PTC, your service includes being an active member of the District Health Advisory Committee. This impacts not only Roos Elementary, but the entire school system. You are a positive, supportive person and can always be found in attendance at all academic events. You understand and help carry out the mission of Roos Elementary School. Thank you very much. Next from District 1, Gina Cavalier. You are standing. Gina and I go back in a number of committees and commissions. Your volunteer efforts with leaps and bounds began with your work to improve service delivery for families in Warren's southernmost neighborhoods. Over the years, you have increased your commitment to the agency's outreach in that area, and your personal effort has increased knowledge of the organization's mission to numerous businesses as well as individuals and other organizations. The annual fundraiser benefits from your strong dedication, and you consistently ensure access to county and regional data and trends. You provide staff with professional development and a tireless donor and supporter. Gina, thank you very much. Next I have Sherry Fitzpatrick. Is Sherry here? I have Sherry from Fitzpatrick that served on the ARC of Macomb County Board of Directors for more than 25 years. Thank you, Sherry. And last but not least, I have Jeremy Fisher. Jeremy, are you here? I didn't see him earlier. But Jeremy has been a volunteer with Warren Symphony Society Board of Directors and served as the fundraising chair. Thank you all very, very much for all your hard efforts and your diligent work. Thank you.
Commissioner Sagar, will you introduce your volunteers?
Thank you, Madam Chairman. My district is south of Centerline, the central part of Warren. And I've got four real great-looking volunteers. And read here, one at a time will be Trina Clark. Trina? For many years, you have donated your time to support Big Family of Michigan, pouring yourself into annual projects. You took on the large undertaking of the 2015 holiday workshop in which volunteers wrapped tens of thousands of toys for children in foster care at Christmas. After the passing of Jeannie Fowler, founder and president of Big Family of Michigan, you stepped forward to pick up right where she left off, diving headfirst into the many facets of that position. Your success would have made Jeannie very proud. Your continued commitment to this organization is an exemplary model of true volunteer service. Okay. All right. Janet Locke. Oh, there you are. Okay. Your presidency and leadership with the Rotary Club are greatly admired. In addition to planning the weekly meetings, arranging for speakers, and writing newsletters, your efforts also include maintaining the club's website. The time you have donated to the Rotary Club has helped support the club's success in raising more than $25,000 in charity funds, which were distributed to local area organizations and individuals during the last year. Thank you. Nancy Gazzel, is she here? Since 2009, she has put in 1,700 hours in the Detroit Zoological Society and as an ambassador serving as a friendly, knowledgeable, and welcoming face, greeting visitors as they enter the Detroit Zoo. You enjoyed that, and you have found that people just love seeing you. And your dedication and willingness to help are a major asset to the society. And thank you, Nancy Gazzo. Working a longtime friend of mine is Raymond Buckner. As a community volunteer, you are a dependable and valuable asset to the city of Centerline. Nominated by those you serve, you define what it means to be an exceptional volunteer. You give unselfishly all of your time to the beautification committee and generously lend a helping hand with many household needs to all the neighbors. You have a reputation for being well-liked, respected, and appreciated member of your neighborhood. Your giving nature extends from your family to your neighbors to the city itself, and your generous and kind demeanor is noticed by all. And we're all proud of you with that beautification committee. We've got a lot of members in Centerline, and you're one of them. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you, Commissioner Sagar. Commissioner Kleinfeld, will you introduce your volunteers?
Wendy Richardson. You volunteer your time through the community through many different avenues. You have rescued a number of dogs over the years, and your love of animals has caused you to bring toys and homemade dog cookies to my house. As you know, my son Charlie did not like the dog cookies and felt they were the worst cookies he had ever eaten, which we all enjoyed immensely. Your participation, and I'm going to try to say this correctly because it's not on here, with the Michigan Military and Technical Historical Museum located in East Point has, in my opinion...
Commissioner Klenfeld, will you use your mic so that we can pick
I'm
it
standing.
Up?
Oh, I'm sorry. has really gone a long way to make that museum a success. And your participation and active role in the Eight Mile Kelly Homeowners Organization has been greatly appreciated by everyone there. You are respected by your neighbors and known to help anyone in need. You have excellent follow-through and always assured that things are taken care of completely. Thank you, Wendy Richardson.
Thank you, Commissioner Klenfeld.
I
you have one more?
Yes.
I'm sorry.
Christine Sales. Christine, giving more than 171 hours of your time unselfishly to the Lake House in 2015, you have become the in-house Thursday volunteer, helping with a variety of housekeeping duties, as well as co-facilitating the bereavement support group. You are often seen participating in outreach events throughout the community, and you have helped raise funds in support of Lake House. Your hard work, reliability, and can-do attitude are greatly appreciated, as these qualities help make the Lake House successful in serving the community. And it's a very selfless job, and you are to be commended. Thank you so much.
On behalf of Commissioner Flynn, I would like to introduce Frank Taylor. Is Frank here? Frank is a volunteer coach for more than 20 years at the FAR Therapeutic Arts and Recreation Special Needs Hockey Team. You have been an invaluable asset to FAR and to your community. You coordinate and attend weekly practices and travel with the team for all travel games and tournaments. Your service even extends to being the president of the FAR Flyers Booster Club, and you are the definition of an exceptional volunteer. Thank you. Bernadine Lee. Is Bernadine here?
She's standing.
She's behind the wall. Bernadine, you have serviced the patrons of the Macomb Center for the Performing Arts for many years, offering assistance, serving the care community, and even assisting new volunteers to become acclimated to the volunteer usher pool. You have been very helpful, you have excellent attendance, and truly dedicated to the Macomb Center. Fellow volunteers have noted and commented on your unfailing commitment and willingness to help. You can always be counted on to volunteer for extra duties, which are truly appreciated by the staff, the volunteers, and the patrons of the Macomb Center. Thank you, Bernadine. Conchito Menudo. As a volunteer at St. Anne's Catholic Grade School, you are a valuable asset to the students, their families, and to the staff. You generously give back to the community, sharing skills acquired throughout 35 years of teaching with the children at St. Anne's School. You consistently demonstrate great appreciation for the opportunities that have been given to you. You pay it forward through your volunteer work with the students. Your love for teaching has shines through in everything that you do and creates a lasting impression on our children. Thank you. Commissioner Mijak.
Thank you, Madam Chair. My name is Robert Mijak. I represent District 5 in Sterling Heights, mid to northern part of Sterling Heights. I'd like to acknowledge Adelia Lily Rettig. Is she here tonight? No? Okay. She's known as a fantastic parent at Grabner Elementary School and also a dependable volunteer who is always willing to do her part to support the school community. She's consistently exceeded expectations, at times using her own personal funds to assist the school. Thank you, Odelia. Next is Mike Potvin. Is Mike here? Mike? Oh, there he is. Hi, Mike. Okay, welcome. Mike, for the past 7 years, you have faithfully served the Kiwanis Club of Sterling Heights. Specifically, you helped with the Christmas food basket program while working with Utica Community Schools helps meet the needs for families in Sterling Heights during the Christmas season. In the year 2015, you helped to pack more than 200 senior food boxes, fresh vegetables and fruit boxes, and in excess of 400 family food boxes were distributed along with gifts for children. Your service includes picking up food boxes from local schools, sorting, packing them, and delivering them throughout the community. Without your dedication and efforts, these families would not receive such a helpful donation. Thank you, Mike Potman. Next, Tiffany Cantwell. Hello, Tiffany. You are considered a volunteer extraordinary by Burr Elementary. On top of being the PTO treasurer, you spend countless hours to make a difference at Burr Elementary School, where your children also attend. And I know you have three of your daughters here right now. You're also involved in all PTO events, help with coordination of all fundraisers, and always have a children-first mindset. You truly care about each and every Burr Bulldog and take pride in your work as well as being a parent at your school. Tiffany, thank you very much. Next, Arnold and Rose Malinchak. Arnold Rose. As a team, you have been volunteering at the McComb Center for Performing Arts for over 17 years. Over the course of that time, you have been extremely dedicated to your service at the center. You are both extremely dependable and usually arrive early for your assignments with the hope of starting work early. You have shown consistently in your delivery of service to patrons at the McComb Center, and you always arrive with a smile and a wonderful attitude. Outside the McComb Center, you also volunteer with the Meals on Wheels program, and that will mark 25 years of service for that program this summer. And I also want to mention one thing also. Arnold is a veteran of World War II, served in the Navy in the Pacific. So thank you for your service, and thank you for your community service. Next is Patricia Unger. Please stand, Patricia. As a volunteer for St. Peter Catholic Church, you successfully manage the policemen, firemen, EMT, appreciation mass and dinner, script program, women's Bible study, Euchre tournaments, veterans support group, and the parish picnic. You also find time to volunteer with the ministry fair, greeting card ministry, altar society, and as an office helper and prayer warrior. Your considerable talent with cooking and baking are also well utilized. With your many talents, it is no surprise that you are dedicated as welcoming, reliable, and an excellent communicator, and you are considered a true asset to the St. Peter family. Thank you, Patricia. And I just want to acknowledge Patricia's husband is also a veteran of Vietnam. Thank you for your service. And last volunteer from District 5, Terry Consiglio. Terry, thank you for coming here tonight. As a parent volunteer at Jack Harvey Elementary, the hours you donate to the first grade classroom are truly greatly appreciated. You connect with each student as an individual and make an effort to ensure you know each of them personally. You consistently volunteer two times each week, in addition to helping out with special occasions and parties. You generously purchase items for the classroom and help out with students with money out of your own pocket. Your dedication is greatly appreciated by the staff and students, each who have formed a special bond with you. Thank you, Terry.
Commissioner Caravelli regrets that he was not able to be here today, but he has asked Commissioner Bob Smith to introduce his volunteers.
Thank you, Madam Chair. As Ms. Chair said, unfortunately, Mr. Carabelli couldn't be here. He's on other county business, but he does send his congratulations out to all of his volunteers. Laura McNair, is Laura here? I don't remember seeing Laura earlier. Laura's been an exemplary volunteer to the staff of Dresden Elementary. She's an outstanding classroom volunteer and also active member of the PTO board. Thank you, Laura. Steve Noyes. Is Steve here? There's Steve. Steve, you've spent countless hours helping to plan, organize, and conduct many successful events as leader in both the Eisenhower Athletic Boosters and Dance Club Board of Directors. Your vision and skill in helping establish, build, and grow programs in support of our student athletes has been visionary and exemplary. The value of your service to county residents in the Eisenhower community can't be measured, and you have been the inspiration for many others to volunteer. Thank you very much. Jessica Papasturgeon. Welcome, Jessica. You're an exceptional volunteer at Montfort Elementary. You assist teachers, students, and family members throughout the school day, and you also masterfully organized a grade-level holiday event for first-grade students. You have donated countless hours of your time at Montfort Elementary School and truly contribute to making Montfort a magic maker school. Thank you very much. Diana Peak. Is Diana here? There you are. Hi, Diana. Welcome. You're always willing to and able to come to the Martha T. Berry Medical Facility to lend a hand when and where your efforts are needed. Every Wednesday, you were on hand to serve lunch to the residents and staff, and always with a warm smile on your face. You spearheaded a book sale for the residents and took care of selling all of the older books that were in stock. The staff, residents, and families at Martha T. Berry are extremely grateful for your contributions and for the individual help you give everyone on all the projects. Thank you very much. Penny Street. Hi, Penny. Welcome. For the past 4 years, you have given of yourself to the Huron-Clinton Metro Parks, contributing an incredible 197 hours in 2015. You have a multitude of talents and are considered the volunteer of all trades. You help with animal care and programs at the Wilcott Mill Farm Center, crafts and heritage skills at the historic Wilcott Center, and using your Master Gardener certification, you lend a hand with the landscape design. You can also be counted on as a volunteer for Stony Creek Metro Parks and Lake St. Clair Metro Park special events. You truly exemplify the spirit of volunteerism in Macomb County. Thank you, Penny. And Joanne Phillips. Is Joanne here? There. Hi, Joanne. Welcome. As a volunteer at Beck Centennial Elementary School, you can easily be described as by far the most extraordinary volunteer to walk through the school doors. You donate your time and resources to benefit the entire school community. Grandma Jo, as you are affectionately known in the halls of the school, brightens each of the students' days as you help them with their reading, writing, and art projects. You can often be found at Beck during the evening helping decorate for school-wide events. Grandma Jo is truly an integral member of the Beck family. Thank you very much, Joanne. Commissioner Carabelli's is through.
Commissioner Brown is unable to be here as well tonight, and he's asked Commissioner Vosburgh to introduce his volunteers.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And Commissioner Brown is at the same meeting with Commissioner Carabelli, also working on county business. First person to recognize from Commissioner Brown's district, which is northern Macomb County in the western area, is Glenn Passerell. Is he here? Right. Glenn has volunteered for the St. John Hospital entity. He set himself apart and stands out to his peers, coordinators, and the other people he serves. His pleasant demeanor and dedication to service are evident in each and every interaction. As a guiding star, he meets and greets visitors and potential patients as they enter the facility and leads them to their destination. And while visitors are often stressed and overwhelmed, with his personality and knowledge, he provides the assurance and direction which helps to ease their worries. So thank you, Glenn, for that. And the other volunteer is Dr. Joseph Naughton. Presently, Dr. Naughton holds three different volunteer titles for three separate organizations. As a providing physician and governing board director of Casa Calibri, you have traveled to Guatemala to provide medical services over a three-day period to 1,200 people who have little or no access to quality health care. As a board member and active spokesperson for Families Against Narcotics, the Fraser, Michigan chapter, you provide awareness and education on the prescription opiate drug abuse epidemic within Macomb County. Thank you. Somehow, you also find time to serve as a reserve deputy for the Macomb County Sheriff and have done this for the past 4 years. Your volunteer work is invaluable to the global and local community. Thank you very much. And next, I will introduce the people from District 8, which is Chesterfield, New Baltimore, Lenox Township, and the Village of New Haven. And the first one on my list is Norman Bud Fox. As a volunteer reserve officer, you've accumulated more than 555 hours of service to the sheriff's office in the year 2015 alone. You've dedicated 28 years of your life to volunteer service in the Sheriff's Marine Division, as well as serving on the Marine Safety Response Team, being on call to respond to accidents or emergencies on Lake St. Clair and throughout Macomb County. In addition, for the past 12 years, you've held a second Sheriff's Office volunteer position in the motorcycle unit. You always go above and beyond the call of duty, and in addition, hold executive board positions within each division. Thank you very much. Next is Anita Glazer. Is she here? All right. She's a member of St. Peter Lutheran Church. She dedicates countless hours each week toward ensuring that their ministry will thrive. Her passion and talents are solidly anchored in serving the students and families of the day school, planning, organizing, supervising, and hands-on running of sporting events and activity programs is her specialty. And her leadership skills are counted on to take the initiative to manage events that involve hundreds of children and parents, therefore making an invaluable contribution to the St. Peter Fellowship. And my last one is Claire Wolf. And Claire's here. For the past 6 years, you've given of your time to be president of the Warren Tri-County Fine Arts, taking on each and every duty that comes with that position in stride. You oversee and organize each monthly membership and board meeting and keep the board running smoothly. In addition to the many responsibilities you have as a president, you handle the website, newsletter, publicity, and the annual prestige show. The Warren Fine Arts, the Tri-County Fine Arts and Warren Fine Arts Center greatly appreciate your service. And she has to drive there from Chesterfield Township. Thank you. That concludes mine. Thank you. Commissioner Miller, will you introduce your volunteers?
Thank you, Madam Chair. Good evening, everyone. Grateful that everyone can be here, all the honorees, as well as the family members and friends who are here in support of our volunteers. Want to thank everybody for enduring our wonderful parking situation here in downtown Mount Clemens. And if you have any complaints, you can address them to County Executive Mark Hackle, 8th floor, County Building. Just kidding. But I have three spectacular volunteers who are here from the 9th District, which is here in Mount Clemens, Northern Clinton Township and Southern Macomb Township. First off is a young man named Ken, and you're going to have to help me with your last name, Ken. Ken Ramirez? Thank you, Ken. I appreciate your latitude with that. Ken has been volunteering at Henry Ford Macomb Hospital since February 6th, 2013. Throughout the past 3 years, he has volunteered an incredible total of 2,032 hours, with 784 of those hours being completed in 2015 alone. Ken's regular volunteer schedule is 3 days per week, but he is always willing to come in for special projects as needed because he has a special way of welcoming all patients, visitors, staff, and volunteers. Ken, your genuine kindness and compassion is apparent during any encounter, and your warmth is always extended to each and every person you greet, and you are a stellar example of a volunteer leading with heart. Thank you, Ken. Ms. Dorothy Leach, please rise, Dorothy. Hello, Dorothy. Dorothy volunteers at the Salvation Army 4 times a month, where she organizes a small group of people to help prepare and serve a hot lunch to those less fortunate visiting the center, which averages to about 85 people at a time. Quite a logistical operation, I can imagine. In 2015, you selflessly gave 288 individual hours of your time to this organization, leading a group of volunteers whose time in total amounted to more than 600 hours. Your shepherd's pie has been known to bring in quite a crowd. Please let me know the next time that's being served. And it is the most popular dish being made. You are also an active volunteer. You're active in other volunteer endeavors, including at your church, and are a true asset to the community. Thank you, Dorothy. And last but not least, Scott Korf. Is Scott here? Good evening, Scott. Scott has been described as hardworking, creative, dedicated, and kind. Are a few words which aptly describe Scott's volunteer ethic. Scott began volunteering in August 2015 to fulfill a community service requirement, but after completion of the hours, he chose to come on board as a full-time volunteer and then accrued another 310 hours before year's end. Scott is said to have single-handedly redesigned the filing system and created a unique database for the closed files management for MDHHS Macomb County. Of course, this is a massive project that paid staff were unable to tackle, and so Scott's volunteerism really came in handy. In addition to this huge task, Scott, you initiated a donation drive for the Warren Pantry, which collected more than 20 large boxes of food and personal care items. Thank you, Scott. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Commissioner Marino, will you introduce your volunteers?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'm honored to represent the 10th Commission District, comprised of Harrison Township and the majority of St. Clair Shores. We have four honorees here today, so obviously I will call you off and please ask you to stand. Is Mr. Mark Yard here by chance? Thank you, Mr. Yard, for being here. In the year 2015 alone, you volunteered 220 hours of your personal time to assist in charitable operations held in support of the AMVETS Post 29. As the second vice commander, you have overseen operations and events that have resulted in thousands of dollars being donated to needy veterans within Macomb County. You assist in keeping AMVETS Post 29 in total operating condition, and are the first chairperson for 10 events which benefit veterans and post members. You have always been first to come forward to volunteer your time and skills to help others. Thank you, Mark. Mr. Robert Keiger. I know you're here because we talked earlier. It's great to see you, sir. In 2015, you worked with Southern Baptist Disaster Relief when Operation Rebuild efforts began in Warren to help people recover from flood damage in 2014. As a local director, your volunteer in excess of 40 hours per week was deeply appreciated. Under your leadership, hundreds of volunteers have come to the area to help, and dozens of homes have been restored at no cost to the residents. You have truly contributed to the betterment of the community. Thank you, sir. Ms. Shannon Snersky. Hi, Shannon. As a parent volunteer at Rogers Elementary School, you run the Parent Teacher Committee, which involves organizing and executing school-wide events, which often requires putting in 10 to 12 hour days in order to ensure the best possible experience for students and their families. You are extremely generous with your time and energy, always being the first to offer to help someone in need, and always willing to go above and beyond for that person. You make Rogers Elementary a wonderful place to learn and grow by continually giving 110% to everything that you do. Thank you. And last but certainly not least is Suzanne Elward. Yes? I was going to say I talked to you as well, so I was hoping you didn't sneak out on me. Since 2012, you have generously donated your time to the Lake House and St. Clair Shores. In 2015, you contributed 173 hours in support of programs such as Make It Monday, teaching knitting, stitching, and crafting, as well as putting on various community outreach events. You also serve as one of the organization's testimonial speakers, bravely sharing your cancer journey with others. You have strong leadership skills, a positive outlook, and limitless self-motivation to share, which helps enable an organization like the Lake House to exist today. Thank you very much. I yield, Madam Chair.
Thank you. I represent the cities of Roseville and Fraser, and I would like to introduce you to Kristen Sides. Kristen? During the time when Kaiser Elementary School was without a PTO president, Kristen stepped up to shoulder the responsibility, and she's continued to hold that position for 2 years and counting. Her dedication and leadership has brought the school many successful events, fundraisers, and activities which support our students and the families. Any time her help is needed, Kristen runs to the rescue. She juggles this with her many other community involvements, including the Boy Scouts. She helps out at the Roseville Public Library, and she works at a self-esteem group that was started at Kaiser Elementary. Kristen, you're a true asset to Kaiser Elementary and to our community. Thank you. Did William Barr come in? I'd just like to give a shout out to William. He is being recognized tonight for his volunteer work at Macomb Baptist Church. Did Richard Butler come in? And Richard is being recognized for his work at the Roseville Rec Authority, and I'd like to thank both of them for their efforts. Commissioner Smith.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Once again, I'm Bob Smith. I represent District 12, which encompasses most of Clinton Township. First, I'd like to introduce Marie Vandeputty. Marie? Now, I know Marie's son for a long time, and I'd like to say before this that her greatest accomplishment is not the volunteer work, but keeping Matt in line all of these years was probably much more of an accomplishment. Marie, your volunteer efforts with the St. Michael Catholic community are unmatched. You've worked with the RCIA program, teaching adults about the Catholic faith, bringing them through the Easter Vigil and beyond. You lead the parish book club, researching books for the group to discuss, and serve as the leader for each meeting. You also see to it that a creative centerpiece is present at each monthly meeting. You selflessly give to others outside of the church and provide care and support to all the family members. Marie, thank you. Dave and Pat Giuliani. I know they're here. Good evening. Together, you volunteer your time at the Lorenzo Cultural Center and Macomb Center for the Performing Arts. An asset to the Macomb Center for nearly 10 years, you willingly accept extra requests for volunteer responsibilities and have been excellent teachers to the newcomers on the volunteer usher team. You are kind, helpful, and happy to serve. In addition to the Macomb Center, you also donate your free time with the local Cub Scouts and Boy Scouts, as well as to Children's Hospital in Detroit. Dave and Pat, thank you. Walter Koshin. Walter is post adjutant for the VFW 1146 Corporal Walter F. Bruce Post for more than 20 years. You are considered a pillar of the organization. Your volunteer efforts as post assistant quartermaster and your involvement on the post ritual team make you a great example of what it means to be a good post member. You work every post fundraiser. It can always be counted on to lend a hand when needed. Walter, thank you very much.
Commissioner Sabatini.
Thank you, Madam Chair. My name is Joe Sabatini, and I represent Macomb Township, and I have three outstanding volunteers from my district. Mary Russo. As president of the Friends of the Clinton Macomb Public Library, you prepare documents and conduct the Friends' monthly meetings. You also expertly handle all calls regarding memberships and book donations. Under your leadership, the Friends have raised more than $600,000 for library programs and series over the past 11 years. You have also found the time to volunteer for the Library Millage Committee, book sales, fundraisers, and library concerts, and you work in the used book Nook, selling gently used books. Thank you, Mary, for your volunteer. Roger Krigulski. Roger has spent well over 220 hours volunteering just in 2015 to assist in charitable operations held in support of the AM Vets Post 29 as post adjunct and website manager. You've overseen operations and events that have successfully collected thousands of dollars, which are used for needy veterans within Macomb County and AM Vets Service Foundation. You chaired the first annual car motorcycle show held at Post 29 and kept it on track seamlessly from start to finish. Thank you, Roger. And finally, Karen Hartman. Over the course of the last 39 years, you have served in many volunteer positions for the Warren Concert Band, beginning as a volunteer member of the bass clarinet section and then as a volunteer treasurer and operations manager. You always arrive early for events and you ensure that the room is correctly set up for rehearsals and concerts. As treasurer, you have consistently earned a positive rating from the annual financial review. On top of your many responsibilities, you also expertly handle the printing and distribution of concert tickets and find time to serve as chair of the box office committee. Thank you, Karen, and thank you to all the volunteers.
Thank you, volunteers. That concludes that portion of our agenda. You're welcome to stay for the balance of our meeting tonight, or you're free to go forward and continue your volunteering. Thank you very much.
Recess.
Commissioners, we'll take a 5-minute recess. Oh,
cute.
Are there any members of the public who wish to address the board? Could you please give us your name and your address?
My name is Connie Miller. And I live in Harrison Township.
Okay. Go ahead, you have 5 minutes.
Thank you. Good evening. Around 2006 or 2007, the county ended the payment of the 13th check to retirees. We were told that when the county's finances improved, that issue would be revisited. 10 years later, we're still waiting to hear about that. When budgets are tight, retirees are always the easiest targets. We were upset about losing that cost of living bonus, but relieved that we didn't have to worry about our lifetime health insurance benefits, the very benefits that were promised to us when we signed our retirement papers, the health benefits that were always used as a trade-off during contract negotiations. Sorry, no 4 or 5% wage increase, but look at those great lifetime insurance benefits you get when you're in retirement. Let's fast forward now to December 2009. The Board of Commissioners, as a cost-cutting move, again targeted retirees. A drastic change to our health benefits was implemented. How did most of us learn about it? At our Christmas luncheon. Medicare retirees had their Blue Cross policies completely taken away and were given a company called Amlins that most had never even heard of. The under 65 retirees had major out-of-pocket increases added to their policies. Copays for doctor visits were increased 100%. A new $250 deductible was put into place, along with a 10% coinsurance for diagnostic tests. Prescription costs rose from our previous $5 copay to as much as $100 for a higher formulary drug. Oh yes, and by the way, those changes would take effect the following month, January 1, 2010. Merry Christmas, retirees. Sure, when you're young and healthy, these changes don't have much impact. But remember, we're talking about older people, retirees. In March 2010, because of the changes, retirees filed a lawsuit against the county, We wanted to keep the lifetime insurance benefits that were promised to us. 6 years later, the case still drags on. And if the Detroit law firm hired by the county has its way, it will drag on forever. They have no motivation or incentive to settle the case. With your approval, each month, they just keep getting paid. At one point in March of 2013, retirees agreed to settle and accept the changes implemented in 2010. Our only stipulation was that no further cuts or changes would take place. Attorneys for both sides met in Judge Drzezinski's chambers and agreed to settle. She issued an order in May of 2013 stating that the matter was settled and the case was closed. But hold on a minute. Someone in the county had settler's remorse because right after the judge's order closing the case, the county reneged on the deal and your attorneys filed an appeal saying there was no settlement. Strange that the judge and everyone else involved believed that there was. The settlement was handled in chambers and not in the courtroom, so based on that technicality, the appeal was filed by your attorneys. The Court of Appeals heard it and then sent it back to Judge Drzezinski, and it dragged on for 2 more years. Motions, subpoenas, and depositions were involved, along with tremendous sums of wasted taxpayer dollars. Near the end of 2015, Judge Drzezinski issued another order. Neither side was happy with the result, so again, it was appealed. And that's where it stands today, lagging in the Court of Appeals. This board recently approved one of the largest bond sales in county history, and its major purpose was to pay for retiree health care. Since new hires will no longer have that benefit, then who is that bond money for? I would say none other than current and future retirees who hired in prior to January of 2016. So why are we here tonight? We want you to get some questions answered and to get educated about this case and how much tax money is being wasted on continuing the fight. That money continues to flow from county coffers to your attorney's bank account. The Macomb Daily quoted Mark Hackle at the time of the bond sale, quote, "There is no question that this bond sale is important for our finances, guaranteeing promises made for retiree health care will be promises kept," end quote. So Mark Hackle is publicly stating that our lifetime health care is a promise. But here's the most confusing part of the whole story. The county attorneys have stated on the court record that retirees are not entitled to lifetime health benefits. What? They reject Judge Drzezinski's decision stating that we are entitled to lifetime health benefits. They are even contradicting Mark Hackle's public statements about the promises made to us. We feel like we've been stabbed in the back. Totally conflicting words are flying back and forth. And since this board made the changes to our insurance in the first place, back in 2009, you caused this lawsuit in the first place. Now we ask that you accept some responsibility and have the courage to meet with the executive and find out who's telling the truth about our benefits, the attorneys or Mark Hackle. One last item. The members of our class, the number is finite. We started out with about 2,000 retirees. Over the past 6 years, we've lost 400 of them. If your attorneys have their way, they'll just continue to drag this out forever. And you know what? That'll make them real happy because there'll be no more worries. We'll all be dead. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am.
Liz Bertolini, Clinton Township, Michigan. Almost 60 years ago, we discovered that road commission employees, who were mostly men, received a much better pension package than the general employees, who were mostly women. A huge battle ensued, ending with general employees getting pension benefits that were pretty much on par with the road commission. We learned just today that general employee retirees are again a target of similar discrimination. Doesn't this county ever learn anything from past events? When county retirees were forced to accept the drastic changes to their health insurance benefits in January 2010, the Road Commission retirees who retired prior to that date were left untouched. Let me repeat that. the road commission retirees did not have to deal with the increased cost of medical care because they did not have their policies changed at all. This mostly male group still enjoys a Blue Cross Blue Shield policy, which is almost identical to the one which was taken away from us, ironically, on January 1st, 2010. Can this be a coincidence? I think not. Apparently, road commission retirees are the favored darlings who get the better benefits, but general county retirees, the majority of whom are women, were the only ones targeted to having the policies changed. The road retirees who retired prior to that magical date of January 1st, 2010, go merrily along while we may be subsidizing the higher cost of their medical policies. Apparently, the board didn't want to target those folks with their cost-saving measures. And since the charter took effect, the road commission is now a department of the county and no longer a separate entity. One final thing I recently learned. The medical medical booklet that we received for 2016 has a page indicating that every Medicare Advantage plan enjoys the Silver Sneakers benefit. When I called to see about enrolling in it, I discovered that Macomb County is the only one of 83 Michigan counties that did not see fit to include this in our Medicare Advantage plan. Seriously? The only one of 83 counties that doesn't want retirees to benefit from joining a local gym to try and stay healthy. Yet you say you're working to contain rising medical costs. Shame on whoever made such a stupid decision to not include that.
I didn't write anything down. I'm going to tell you like it is. My name is Julia Rizzo. I live at 21409 Highview, Clinton Township, Michigan. Any of you, would do our job at Martha T. Berry for over 20 years, taking care of God's sick and dying, and cleaning up human waste, and praying for them, and sitting and hold their hand while they're dying, if their family members weren't there. First we had HAP, they took care of everything. Then they changed it to something else. Now we have Blue Cross, Blue Shield, Preferred. They rolled our Medicare into that. I got bit by a spider. Instead of going to a emergency room, because I think they're overused, I went to a walk-in clinic and paid $95 out of my pocket. I'm on a very fixed income. I raised seven children by myself, and my husband gave his life for the country. And I'm saying, shame on you. Shame on everybody that voted for this. And the sheriff's department, the sheriff's guys that put their lives on the line every time they go out. How would you like your son? Somebody knock on the door and say, hey, sorry, your son was shot and killed tonight. How can you take these people's benefits, health care, away from them? And I called about the Silver Sneakers. Because I was hit by a drunk driver. Four priors with injuries. Still driving. And I couldn't get on it. They said, no, our insurance doesn't pay for the, so I can go to the senior center exercise room. I have to make money out of my own pocket every year. It's only $55, but still, that's the principle. So I'm just telling you. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. My name is Eve Marie Catana, and I live in Harrison Township. And I'm here to speak about our employee retiree health benefits. We are all proud to serve our county. We're happy to work where we live. We took jobs that were lower paying because we had good benefits. Throughout the years, the benefits were whittled away. We took dock days, which were unpaid days off, to keep our benefits in our contract negotiations.
We made many concessions to keep our benefits. And I ask that you please keep our benefits and not whittle them away anymore. I'm also concerned about the huge raises that some people got. And I feel that it's not fair that some people are more deserving than others. My department at the Macomb County Sheriff's Office did a study with other police departments and other sheriff's departments. We found out that we were way underpaid from other people, and no one cared. Now all of a sudden people are getting 35% raises, and I think that's just not really nice to all of the county taxpayers. And if there's money for raises, how about giving us our 13th check back? And I'm just going to keep this short and sweet. Thank you very much. And thank you to my commissioner for being so reasonable. Steve Marino, you're a good guy.
Thank you. Are there any other members of the public who wish to address the board?
Aaron Getch, 52470 Hayes Road, Macomb, Michigan, 48042. Good evening, board, and thank you for your time tonight. I'm a Macomb Township resident and reside in Commissioner Sabatini's district, so that's mainly who I'd like to address tonight. Commissioner Sabatini, I was a bit surprised to find your re-election campaign advertisement in my mailbox yesterday. Most peculiar about the piece is what you showcased front and center, a quote from the Detroit News touting you as a diligent financial watchdog in 2014. Undoubtedly, neither the news nor any Macomb County taxpayer can any longer say the same of you after your actions last week when you joined with several other commissioners in enacting for yourself a 14% raise. I struggle to understand why you thought such a pay raise would be appropriate at a time when so many Macomb County taxpayers and families have experienced cuts in their pay, or in some cases an elimination of their jobs entirely. While most have been forced to tighten their belts and make do with less, you found it necessary to vote yourself a fat raise. This self-serving behavior only proves that you're severely out of touch with both your constituents and reality, and makes you unfit to serve as county commissioner. Thankfully, this August, you face several primary election challengers. It is my hope that voters in your district remember your vote for board pay raises while they vote this summer. I look forward to being represented by a commissioner that exhibits discernment while using taxpayer dollars, rather than one that only falsely and deceptively claims to through cheap political advertisement. Lastly, I'd like to commend Commissioners Marino, Miller, Kleinfeld, and Tocco for voting against an unjustified and undeserved raise for this board. Thank you for your time once again, Commissioners, and I urge you to first consider the taxpayer while deliberating similar issues in the future.
Thank you. Are there any other members of the public who wish to address the board? Once, going twice. Last call for public participation. Seeing none, we'll close public participation and move to item number 10, which is correspondence from the executive. This month there was not any correspondence, so we will move to item number 11, the committee reports.
Infrastructure, A, no report. Item B, finance. Item 11A-B, sorry, 11B, finance, number one. A motion was made by Brown, supported by Marino, to recommend the Board of Commissioners confirm and...
Madam Chair, as Chair of the Committee, I move to waive the reading of the committee report.
Moved by Miller, supported by Marino. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Commissioner Vosburgh, are you opposed or do you have a comment? There's one opposed. So the meeting minutes are waived. Item number 12, proclamations.
Did we take a vote? Yes, point of order, Manager, we just made a motion to waive reading. We have to actually now vote on the executive reports.
Is there a motion to adopt 11B?
So moved.
Moved by Miller, supported by Marino. Any discussion?
Aye.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Item carries. Item number 12, the proclamations.
I move to adopt them in their entirety. Support.
Moved by Marino, supported by Majak. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? I would just like to be added to the Cousineau High School proclamation. That's my alma mater. Any objections? Commissioner Sager?
Yeah, I would. I just want to say, while you're on that, that meeting will be held at Cousineau High School on the 11th of May at 9 o'clock instead of 8. It'll be down there at the school.
Thank you. Any other discussion?
Without objection, I'd like to be added to the proclamation as well, if the maker would allow.
Yeah, that'd be fine. Thank you.
Any others? All those in favor of adopting the proclamations?
Aye.
Any opposed? Item number 13 is to approve the request from Commissioners Brown and Carabelli for their absence to be excused tonight for their attendance at the NEST meeting.
Make a motion to approve.
Moved by Duje, supported by Miller. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you. Now, item number 14, our media articles. Is there a motion to receive and file? Moved by Miller, supported by Marino. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Item number 15 is correspondence. Moved by Marino, supported by Sabatini. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you. Item number 16 is new business. Commissioner Miller.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Just briefly, Commissioners, I wanted to report out on the public meeting we had last night at the Clinton Macomb Library South Branch. Of course, you all remember that Danielle Hicks, the Wayne State University master's student who did the study on recidivism and ways, recommendations to combat recidivism in Macomb.
Right.
Part of her charge was to engage the community in this discussion, and we had a phenomenal meeting last night. Probably in the neighborhood of 50 individuals were there, including Judge Marlingo, who spoke and gave comments, Sheriff Wickersham, Commissioner Vosburgh, and Community Mental Health Director John Kinch. Just a couple of you guys heard the presentations, I won't belabor it, but it's just staggering to me that of the almost 1,200 beds, 1,200 people that are in the Macomb County Jail at any given time, 85% have been there before. And we're paying $85 a day to house people and paying millions of dollars to keep the same people in jail over and over again. I've been so happy to work with members of this board. I know that you get it, that that there's a problem with stigmatizing mental illness and that we have a lot of work to do, and you have consistently as a board supported programs to like the drug court, like mental health court, and like community mental health. But one takeaway that from last night's meeting was that was brought up by Commissioner Vosburgh, is that we have to keep talking about this. We have to engage the community. We have to engage people in our spheres of influence to keep talking about that and keep demanding solutions and systemic solutions here in Macomb County. So with that being said, I also know that Danielle, while she's moving on to other challenges, really relishes this work and would be more than happy to work with any commissioners if they wanted to invite her to come have a discussion at a community group or produce a similar town hall in their area of the county. I know she'd be happy to do it. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Commissioner. Any other new business to report? Commissioner Kleinfeld.
Just that per request from several commissioners, we'll be contacting commissioners to discuss my next government ops meeting, and I'll be getting back with everyone and letting them know what we're doing on that.
Thank you. Any other new business? Item number 17, public participation. Are there any members of the public who wish to address the board?
Connie Miller, Harrison Township. I knew I was close with my 5 minutes last time, but I didn't want to miss the opportunity at this point in the meeting to publicly thank Commissioner Fred Miller, Commissioner Marino, and Commissioner Carabelli. At least the three of you found it important enough to respond to emails that were sent to you. The rest of you received emails as well, but apparently you didn't find that it was important enough to even respond, even if you had answered and said, we don't want to answer you. You know, being totally ignored is really annoying. And again, I want to thank Commissioner Miller, Marino, and Carabelli for responding. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other members of the public wish to address the board? Seeing none, we'll close public participation and ask the clerk to call the roll.
Commissioner Bowen? Carabelli? Tucci?
Here.
Flynn? Kleinfeld?
Here.
Marino?
Here.
Majak?
Here.
Miller?
Here.
Sabatini?
Here.
Sauger? Smith?
Here.
Toco?
Here.
Glassberg?
Motion to adjourn.
Support. Moved by Duje, supported by Marino. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? We're adjourned. Thank you.